recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios and broadcast across Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Text in on 0420 626 733.
Hello and welcome to Zed Games.
Woo!
We did it.
My name is Evie. You were just listening to Country Rounds, which is a Squeepo remix from Beat Saber.
It's amazing.
And after that was Intentional Death and Dismemberment Plan from Nidhogg 2. Yeah.
Both pretty good party games.
Yeah, bops.
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 Definite bops. Bangers? A banger?
I don't know if they say they
bangers, if you will.
And mash? And mash.
Yeah.
One was a mashup, kind of.
So who am I here with?
I'm Kashi. Hello.
Sup?
I'm very tired.
You're tired?
Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's not too bad, actually. It's hump day. You know, we're on the downward slope.
Hump day.
Yeah.
Good.
More bangers.
More bangers.
Bangers on hump day. That's what we need.
Caitlin. And I'm also tired.
Also tired.
It's Wednesday.
When aren't we, though? I don't think there's been any episode where we're like, we're energized to be here. Like,
we're
after
a full day,
full day of work. Yeah.
The problem is that we sound energized, so we just sound like we're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I am freaking exhausted.
Did you say 12-hour shift?
Yeah.
All right. So today we've got a... We're going to have our news segment, and then we're going to be chatting about some games.
Mm.
I hear Kosh is going to be talking about Borderlands 3.
All the looting, shooting action
in
my face. I've had so much fun playing it. I was doing it on stream and playing it just by myself. It's one of those games where I've found that I lose more time the more I play it. Like, oh yeah, I'll just play for a little bit more. And then I realized 3 hours ago I should have had dinner. I'm like, just one more mission.
That's a good game.
One more game. It's only Monday morning. Next minute. Friday afternoon.
I should have gone to work. I'm fired. Please send help. Any job offerings going?
So Borderlands 3, and then we're going to have Untitled Goose Game.
Goose!
Yeah.
I'm so excited to talk about this game, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah. It's obviously developed too, isn't it?
It is an Australian game, yeah, an Aussie indie by House House.
House House.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, it's a fantastic game and I'm super keen.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I'm pumped. I saw the GIF that you put in our Twitter, Twitch chat. I'm already giggling.
Yeah, there's so many GIFs on Twitter already. I'm just like, thank you. Thank you so much, universe.
Content. Thank you.
Be a goose.
All right. Well, on that note, let's listen to the news.
This week in gaming news, Twitch, the game streaming service, buys Internet Games Database to help gaming fans find content. IGDB aggregates information about games. Some of that information is genre, platforms, descriptions, and critic ratings. The database will be used to enhance searches made in Twitch to assist with functionality. Rockstar has released its own game launcher. Rockstar Games launcher came out last week and kicked things off by giving away a copy of GTA San Andreas. The launcher features cloud saves, a shop, and automatic updates. You'll also need to sign up to the Rockstar Social Club to log in. Rockstar intend on using this platform to release more of its content in the future. Hasbro has released a new game called Ms. Monopoly, which celebrates women's empowerment and marking the first time in history when a new mascot will be featured on the cover. The interesting thing about Ms. Monopoly is female players will get more money. In the classic Monopoly, players would collect $200 when they pass go. However, in this game, women will collect $240. The idea is to create a world where women have an advantage often enjoyed by men. Xbox will be the first carbon-neutral game console. Many video game companies are coming together to combat climate change. The United Nations Environment Programme has announced Playing for the Planet Alliance, which sees 21 major game companies, such as Sony and Microsoft, coming together to share the best practices for becoming more environmentally friendly. Through this initiative, Microsoft will be launching a pilot program to make over 800,000 carbon-neutral Xbox consoles. With these 21 companies undertaking this effort, it is estimated that 30 million tons of CO2 will be reduced by 2030. The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening becomes best Switch release of the year in the UK. beating out Borderlands 3 and even surpassing Super Mario Maker 2, which was released earlier in the year. Considering how many high-quality Nintendo Switch releases there have been this year, this is an impressive feat. The top 5 releases so far this year in the UK are PES 2020, Gears 5, Mario Kart Deluxe 8, Borderlands 3, and The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening. That's all for this week in gaming news.
Lots of interesting things, huh?
Yeah, lots happening about the place.
Yeah.
Then video games and their newsworthiness.
Yeah. Ms. Monopoly, yeah. Definitely newsworthy.
Dang it. Just like the Ms. one thing I'm like,
Monopoly. Sorry, straight white cis man.
Yeah. Look, I like that we're all getting paid exactly the same here at Zed Games.
Yes. Yeah, we all get paid exactly the same.
Good work.
Exactly the same, yeah.
Completely nothing.
I guess they have like a million other versions of Monopoly, so it's like, it's fine, whatever.
But it's not just new, it's also a new mascot on the cover.
Oh, is it his wife?
Oh my god, maybe it is. I actually didn't check.
Or is it just a separate person altogether?
It is his mistress.
That looks the same.
His mistress.
Monopoly mistress.
Mr. Monopoly man.
Well, it is Ms. Monopoly.
Yeah.
Married, not married.
It's not Mrs. Monopoly.
Maybe she's a spinster.
She's had enough. It's her brother. She's kicked him out. Taken over. This is my Monopoly now.
I'm collecting 240. See ya.
That's really interesting, though. Like how they... Yeah, they're changing even the rules of the game, I guess, as well. I mean, that might just be one of the rules they're changing. Yeah. But, like, I guess everything's got to have their own unique special thing. Like, some of them have, like, credit cards that you can use. And some of them have, like...
With interest rates.
Different tokens.
And real-life feelings.
Yeah, when you finish the game, you actually keep the credit card. You have to pay back when you go bankrupt. That'd be great.
You earn interest.
Yeah. If only like Monopoly money was real. Yeah. Oh,
I think when I was reading the original article about Ms. Monopoly, it did talk about basically, I don't know, whoever wrote the original article that I was reading basically said, yeah, so if you're a guy playing this, you're probably going to have to work a lot harder to succeed. But that's okay because that's the reality for women or something like that.
Ooh!
And I was like, ooh!
That's some spice.
Spice.
Yeah. Mm. On the internet? Spice?
Never.
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 Dang.
Never seen that before in my
life. New horizons in here. Who will they think of next?
Also another positive note with all the climate march and everything that's been going on lately, Xbox going to make over 800,000 carbon neutral Xbox consoles.
Yeah, which is a good thing, I guess.
It is.
So is that the way they're doing that? Is that I'll have to look into it a little bit more. So they're offsetting.
Yeah, they'd be offsetting it.
Yeah, so they make the console and then they do things that will offset how much carbon it takes to
create it.
Or the emissions that are created to create the console, right?
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's still cool.
30 million tons of CO2 will be reduced by 2030.
Wow.
Sweet.
Yeah, and it's not just Microsoft. It's like 21 different companies, including Sony. It's a bunch of game production companies.
That's awesome.
Well, my guess is a lot of those companies will get the chips and stuff made from the companies like actually doing the work, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in China where they actually make the chips.
Yeah.
Like they'll invest money on that in that company to better their processes so they don't have as much emissions.
Yeah. Mm.
So they can still take the credit because they did it. But
yeah.
It's not actually, that's my guess anyway. I don't actually know.
Well, maybe they'll just plant a million trees.
Million billion.
Trees.
Well, after the Amazon, right?
Trees.
Like just replant the Amazon.
Yeah, please.
Offset it. Thanks, Microsoft.
Offset.
In other news that's not there as well, my favorite game to ever be released has now come out, which is a KFC Colonel Sanders dating sim game.
Oh, my God. Yes, I saw that came out.
I was going to make a loop back to Miss Monopoly, but that's fine.
No.
Have you ever wanted to date Colonel Sanders?
Yep.
Now you can.
Now you can.
Now you can.
Look, I've always had a love and a fascination for KFC, and I think, you know, this is the best way for me to show it. It's finger-licking goodness.
Yeah. So are you
just my raised eyebrows?
Yeah. I was like, you can't hear that. No, that's how immediate it was that.
Felt like you could
are
hear
you,
me.
Do you play as a girl and you're romancing various, or do you play as a guy, or is it like just all like you
Doesn't
do
matter.
Whatever you want? You can romance whoever you want.
I think it's just you can romance. I think you're actually a girl. I have to have a look. I don't know what the options are. It's 10 out of 10 on Steam though, like 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10. That's amazing.
Black
There's reviews
goals.
And everything.
Well, we have
Black
to review
complete.
It. We have to review it on here, obviously. Someone has to play it.
Someone has to play it.
Someone has to play it.
Kosh.
Oh, no.
Volunteer yep. sacrifice.
Yep. So look, you can see it. It's just got...
Oh my
god! Love and rainbows and different characters, and
this
it's very colorful.
Doggy Colonel Sanders is sprinkling.
Gives me like
so hungry for chicken now.
Yeah, god. It's giving me like Food Wars vibes. If you know, if you guys have seen the anime Food Wars, where it kind of mixes like. Yeah.
I am Colonel too sick Sanders. Today to justify that many chicken wings, but
he's so like Bishonen. He's like this cool like zaddy. He's got like gray hair. He's like doing flips on salt shakers. I don't know what's happening.
He's making chicken look sexy.
It's very Japanese.
Yeah. He's making chicken. Mm.
Anyway,
I thought that was a little bit of extra piece of news.
It's beautiful.
So we were I have to insert a little bit about Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
Just because we were talking.
We're kind of looking at Steam reviews over the break.
Some of them.
All time. We're talking about it.
Yeah. All right, fine then.
Why they make him sexy?
Why? They've made him anime.
Why they make him anime sexy? I'm so confused. Yeah.
I'm so confusion. Can you have that as a review? I'm so confusion.
I'm confusion.
I'm so confusion. 10 out of 10 on
10
Steam.
Out of 10. This is a zinger.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, you stole my joke. Dang it.
Yoink. All right. Well, let's talk about Borderlands 3.
Speaking of zingers.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Borderlands 3. So, if you have been hiding under a rock somewhere, Borderlands 3 is a run and gun. Shoot and loot game developed by 2K and Take-Two. Good, I'm on a roll. Published by 2K. So it is a cel-shaded kind of art style, cooperative first-person shooter, which with a lot of loot elements. I've been playing the latest release over the... I think I've played like 10 to 15 hours now.
Woo.
Of it over the last couple of weeks with traveling and everything. It's kind of difficult, but it's a lot of fun. It has a lot of dry humor.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wacky humor as well. Things that, like, I wouldn't say like Rick and Morty levels where they turn it up to 11 type deal, but it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
They'll just like take one element and then they'll get some pop culture reference that only some people are going to get, and then they'll chuck it in there as like just some reference. Everyone who looks at it goes, that's funny. like they've got stuff like from Star Wars, like the last movie where he has that little eye camera that comes out and looks at the
very beginning
before going to Jabba's palace. Like they have that kind of thing where it's just like it's a little reference there. and some other stuff as well, but I've been having a lot of fun. It's like drop in drop out multiplayer, shooting a bunch of baddies. You've got tons of enemies, tons of loot that you then get, which have bigger numbers, and then you can get them to shoot bigger monsters and then get bigger numbers, and then basically any RPG ever, but it's an FPS.
Mm. It looks like it's really smooth to play, like in terms of the general player mechanic and like with your holding your weapon and everything and the different custom, like different types of weapons, because obviously there's so much loot, there's so many weapons to choose from.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's been one of those two things though, because there's so much, so many guns, like they tote bazillions and bazillions and gajillions of guns.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot of, because it's all like a part of the modifications that it can have. Like, it can have this type of barrel and this type of muzzle, and then this has it, and then it has an energy element. So it's basically like 10 different factors of randomness thrown into a weapon, and then that's one weapon, and then you change one of them, and that's a different weapon. Yeah. You don't get to change it. It's just the random chance that it drops when you kill enemies. But I've basically just sorted it into good gun that I'm going to replace my current gun, or terrible trash that I'm going to sell. Like, of all the stuff that you get, and it drops guns and guns and guns and guns and guns. But, yeah. Well,
I wonder if that's randomly generated or not.
Yeah.
It might be, to a certain extent.
It's just factors of randomness.
Yeah. Factors of randomness.
I had a percentage of random. Friend that I was chatting to about Borderlands 3, because she started playing it and she loves it, says it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Her only issue with it was, she said the UI was a little bit difficult to
It's designed read. For consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is designed for consoles, and I do hate that as a PC gamer. But it does... Like, you can muddle your way through it, but it's one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, you look at quest menu, and you're like, awesome, I know where that quest is. Put it into the map. Oh, it's over there. Well, that's too far away. I can't just switch the quest. I have to go out of the menu, change quest, then go back into the menu.
Oh, to see how far it is.
And it's just a niggling thing that's just like a little bit frustrating, but like the game as a whole is a lot of fun. As I said at the start, it's like one of those games where I want to spend like an hour or two playing and I spend 5 hours playing. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh no, I should have had dinner because I'm just like, quest, quest, time. More loot. Okay, we'll run back to this guy. We'll grab, finish his quest and then we're done. And he's like, oh, do you want to go and do this other quest? I'm like, yep, that sounds great.
I've got time.
I've got time. I can run off and do that thing. And then there's like legendary items and then they have different effects and you can go with certain builds with all the different characters. Mm. The characters are really cool too. You've got one that's like a gunslinger who does really good with pistols and digi-clones and stuff. You've got a beastmaster. So he's got like a pet, like pets you can
who
get.
Who happens to be like the most popular to play at the moment.
Yeah, well, yeah. The good thing about FLAC, FL4K, is they're actually a non-binary character, if I remember correctly.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so you've got the female siren type character. Mm. You've got this other...
There's Flack, non-binary.
There's Flack, non-binary. Zane is an Irish slur-flinging Irishman, basically.
And then there's like,
and then there's Mose, I think is a chick.
Yeah.
But she's in a massive mech. Thing.
Yes.
So basically, like D.Va, but like way cooler. Yeah, Borderlands D.Va.
Yeah.
and like all those characters, they meld their abilities together. It's like a lot of fun. So you can play it once, even though the main gameplay will probably still be the same. The guns will be different.
Mm.
The time that you play will be different. The abilities and things that you get will be different. So it helps with that replayability.
Yeah. I was watching like a playthrough the other day and it's pretty early on in throughout the main campaign. But there's like, I like the streamer bad guy that you face. Like there's a chick and... her like side dude, and it's like a scream.
Oh yeah,
a scream instead of a stream, and it's I just really loved like it's like a death match, and they're gonna like they're getting really into it.
I'm live screaming. It's the live stream. Yeah. I'm live screaming.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to remember some, and it was, I had really good puns. I thought it was very clever, and he also when you were in that mini boss / boss fight, he uses a gun that sort of. Because it's a stream and they're very music orientated, there's like giant subwoofers, massive ones that line this room, and they blow out like a massive. What was it? Something of doom instead of boom?
Yeah, I have to find the name.
It was really
clever.
Sonic Doom. Sonic Doom. That was it. Sonic Doom, and he like exploded stuff out from the sides of the walls, which were the subwoofers.
Yeah,
and it would like
so much damage,
and
then fling you to the other side of the room.
yeah, and he would also have a gun that, as he shot at you, it would have like musical notes.
Yeah.
Behind it, and it would play like a sort of different sort of synth sound effect. I was just like, this is rad.
Was that just like one enemy?
Yeah, that was just one of the bosses.
Yeah.
It was like one of the first bosses that you saw, and it was all like the music in the background, so like wubstep type of like EDM like.
And
pumping.
As his attacks the attacks that he had, the sound effects complemented that music because it was either a subwoofer or shooting a gun that had a synth sound.
Yeah.
Very clever.
So that's just one of the enemies, and I feel like the amount of freedom that they have, because it's it's an alien planet. There's no realism except a sniper. It has a big scope, and you can shoot from afar. And a machine gun has a big barrel, and you know shoots things like that kind of realism.
Yeah,
but like anything else is
whatever
up to
the
imagination, which they run wild with it, which is I think it's pretty cool.
It's also super hard to describe like a Borderlands world because it is so close to home yet so far from home.
Yeah,
it's so abstract, but also quite realistic and relevant. It's very cool.
But it's all cel-shaded, and I love the art style.
The art style looks beautiful.
The cosplay that comes out of it as well, like people doing cel-shaded makeup and stuff. I'm like, oh, it looks so cool.
Yeah,
like,
it's so cool. So this one's like that as well. It's also that cel-shaded style.
Yeah. I feel it's gotten prettier. Like I went back and played Borderlands 2, and it has a lot of DLC now. Like they've really supported it. Like there's a Dungeons & Dragons DLC.
What?
Like,
you
go in and then you explore the certain areas as kind of like a Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Yeah.
In Borderlands 2.
Wow.
They've got all this stuff that they've really supported from the feedback of the community and things like that. So this one hasn't had DLC yet, but I just can't wait for the DLC to come out. Like, I'm happy to play this and buy a season pass for this one because of all the previous stuff that they've done.
Yeah, you know it'll be worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. So
I'm
need to get back and
play.
No. Stop it. Stop it. I'm trying to move away from that. Why did I mention it?
I wanted to wrap things up, in a KFC kind of way.
KFC.
Borderlands 3. Yeah. Awesome. Play Sounds it. Love awesome. It. Play with friends too, because you can play it in two different modes. You've got co-op, you've got competitive. So you can either fight over loot with each other, or you can all get your own loot. Depends on what type of person that you are. So you can always like duel for loot and smack each other.
Well, what platforms is it on? So it's PC and...
PC, Xbox, and PlayStation,
it's
I'm pretty
Switch,
sure.
It's on Switch too, I think.
It's on Switch? Switch?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I'm going to confirm.
Man.
Maybe I might just be making stuff up, but...
Nah, you're making stuff up.
I'm making stuff up.
Okay,
it's not on
not
Switch.
On Switch. All
it was
right.
a test
not
you
on
passed.
Switch. Yeah. Apparently it says Google Stadia, though. It says PlayStation 4,
Stadia
Xbox One,
Stadia?
Google Stadia, and then Windows as well. Yeah.
Okay.
But it is quality content.
Nice. So, yeah, back to my mouth breather friends over here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
We are here.
I believe we're going to hear about Untitled Goose Game.
Yeah. I'm so excited. This game, I have literally been looking forward to this game for... I don't even know, months and months, because they started talking about it a while ago. I think they were at maybe PAX last year. Maybe?
I don't remember seeing it, but no? It was in the Rising section then.
Yeah.
There's a lot of games there.
Yeah, there is, yeah. So it's Untitled Goose Game was created by a indie game company in Melbourne called House House.
Mm-hmm.
They've been working on it for about 2 to 3 years, I think, and it finally came out just the other day. It is wonderful, and I'll give you a line from their little blurb because it's my favorite way to describe this game. It's a lovely day in the village, and you are a horrible goose. That's the game. And if you're not excited just by that, then I don't know what's wrong with you.
I'm excited.
It is this cute, stylized little stealth puzzle game, they call it. You are a goose, and goose are assholes, and you are no exception.
Right, okay.
You wander around this little village. Each separate area that you enter into, you get given a little to-do list. Of tasks to complete,
so a bit
within
like quests.
That area.
Yeah.
But because it is kind of a puzzle game, some of them you have to figure out ways to do that task. So some of my favorites, the first area you get into, there is a gardener or a groundskeeper in his little garden. He's just trying to get his work done for the day, and then you show up
oh my God.
And have tasks such as rake in the lake, where you take the rake and you throw it in the lake.
That's
you
the
can,
whole.
You can steal his keys. You can steal his hat. You can... There's so many things you can do.
Just abusing this poor gardener.
Yeah, and he gets so mad. And at the end, he just...
Success!
He puts up a sign and it says, no geese. And you're a goose, so you can't read. So you just keep going around in your merry way. So you mess up his life and then you move on to the next person. And
I think
it just continues on that way.
I'm just trying to think so of like the gardener's logic to like putting up the sign.
Yeah.
It's a bit like me I'm just like, you know what? Magpie season. I'm just going to put a sign up saying no magpies.
No
they'll
magpies.
Leave me alone, right?
They'll leave me alone.
Logically.
That's pretty much the logic, yeah.
Imagine him coming home to like his family and just like, oh, hey, honey, how was your day? Like,
there
you would not believe there was this goose.
There was this goose.
It took my hat. It took my keys. It threw my rake.
It took
put
a pumpkin.
Sign up.
It took a pumpkin. It stole my radio. It set up this picnic down by the lake for itself, I guess.
I put a sign up, but it wouldn't
it
listen.
It would read
a goose,
it.
And
for
it
some
stole
reason.
A pumpkin, honey. It pulled my flower off.
So this illiterate goose kept coming back.
So the things I love about this game are how simple it is, yet how fun it manages to be. It doesn't necessarily feel hard. Like, some of the puzzles do take a bit of thinking, but you can just, like, wander around and mess with stuff until you figure it out. So, like, a lot of it is just doing that. The interactivity with different objects is really fun as well. Like, if Goose picks up a bottle, his beak goes inside the bottle, and you honk, and it sounds like he's honking into a bottle. It's just like...
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, but,
oh, that's cool.
Like muscle.
Resonant sound.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of things like that where, you, like, there's a harmonica. You can honk into the harmonica. You can take stuff wherever you want. So, like, with the rake, you can drag that all over the village if you want to. Like, nothing's going to stop you. Once you have that rake, it's yours, baby.
Oh, unless my goodness.
Unless the groundskeeper finds you and then he takes it off you and takes it back. But you can just follow him and grab it again. Like, it's fine.
He doesn't, like, hit you with it or anything.
He kind of, like, chases you off. He's like, go away, stop it. And then you just honk and keep going. Like, nobody, like, I don't know, cages you off or anything like that. They just go, please, for the love of God, stop. And you don't.
It reminds me of, like, the goat simulator.
Yeah, that same kind of, like...
Same thing. Like, this, obviously, goat simulators turned up to 11.
Yeah.
You know, this is more of a subdued, you know, one. But, like, it's still having the freedom to kind of just do whatever you want without any consequences.
Yeah, there's no consequences. Like... They're just going to chase you away. They might kick you out of the place that you're in, but you can literally just go back. Like, I love that freedom for it, and I think that's such a reason that... Well, that's one of the reasons it's been so, like, well-received. People love it. It's all over my Twitter at the moment, people playing this goose game. Gosh, it's just got a little video
nice,
up.
Such a nice little wiggle
waddling
going.
Along.
It just waddled along, and the graphics are so, like, simple as well.
Yeah,
like,
it's very
nice
simplistic,
arty.
But
yeah.
It's really nice.
Oh my goodness.
There's a child
getting
and
tormented.
He is terrified of the goose, and he's really fun because
that's
you
probably
can just,
me.
Yeah, you what's can
it,
you can
what's it called? Agoraphobia? No,
goose phobia.
You're afraid of poultry.
That's just being normal. Being afraid of geese, I think that's just normal.
That's normal.
As,
yeah.
as you can see here, they're assholes.
They are. Yeah. They are. If you've ever been around a goose, like, I remember staying in a place once and I opened the door and there was a goose on the front step and I was like, well, now I can't leave.
I can't leave the house
because
now.
Because the goose would just hiss
oh
at me and I'm like,
goodness.
I'm not messing with that.
What kind of Australians are you two? Can you just get on with it, mate?
City slickers.
City slickers.
Yeah.
Get your tennis racket out. You'll be fine.
Just bat them.
Just hit them. Wow. So with the goose game, I'll just say with the to-do lists, you have to tick off a certain amount before the next area is accessible.
Right.
So I don't think you have to tick the whole list. Like, for completionists, it's
you don't
it's
have
nice
to harass
to.
Everybody on the list.
Just, like a majority.
Just yeah, I think it's just you get... like 9 out of 10 and you get to move on to the next area. There's also a hidden achievements list that we discovered the other day. So there is a bunch of things that you can do. They're not on any kind of list, but if you do it, it gets ticked off on the hidden achievements list. So that's also fun because it's just also nightmarish stuff that
is this on mobile or
it currently is available on Steam for
yep.
Not on Steam, sorry. So it's available off of their off the Epic Games Launcher store.
Okay.
Online for PC.
Yep.
And it is on Switch as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and it plays very well on Switch. So
it is definitely on Switch?
It's
yes.
definitely,
okay.
on,
it is definitely
Switch.
On
we
Switch.
We downloaded it on Switch and played it on there. So I downloaded it for PC on the weekend and streamed it and had a really good time. And then pretty much immediately after, I went to my girlfriend and said, babe, do you want the Goose Game?
Yep.
Yeah. And bought it for her on Switch.
Nice.
And got her to play it because it is so good. But yeah, it's just, it's really nice to see a game that has come out of a Melbourne indie do so well.
It really was a viral success. Like,
yeah.
Everyone was talking about it on Twitter just for the weird things that they could do. Like, they would capture the little moment of them just honking into a bottle and being like,
yeah,
this is awesome.
So
this is
funny.
All I wanted to do.
Yeah, there's a duck statue at one point, and so many people have just taken the duck statue and, like, gone on dates with it, like, taken photos in different areas in the village. Someone put every item they could find, and there's a lot of items you can pick up in the lake.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, it's just, yeah, it's fantastic. It's one of those games that you can just play, have a good time with. You don't get frustrated at it. It's not frustrating. It's just fun. Just, yeah, it's great. Get it. It's not expensive either. So support
local
Australians.
Yeah.
Cause the frustration. Don't be frustrated.
Yeah. If you've had a bad day at work, just go home and be a horrible goose.
That's a Steam review
That's
right
perfect.
There.
Perfect.
On
that,
note.
We're gonna wrap the show up. That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's been a good show.
Yeah.
We did things.
Nice and chill.
We
talked about things.
We enjoyed each other's company. And so on.
And we made it. We survived.
We did. We got through.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Hit us up. All the social medias. All that fun stuff. Zed Games AU. We'll be checking it, editing the podcast and throwing it up and doing all that fun stuff as well.
Yeah. Check us out. We do things. We also put up photos on our social media so you can see
memes.
What's happening.
Sometimes.
We send memes, yes.
Memes.
All of
memes.
The memes.
All the things.
The dank memes, as the kids call them nowadays.
A yeet.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Ah, sorry.
So on that note, I'll see you guys later.
Bye.